a day after Thanksgiving tradition for many of us. Go out and get that Christmas tree. But you've got to find a fresh one and then keep it alive for at least a month. To find out how to do all that, we go live to WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath. Mike, I know you're not a fan of the trees that were cut some time ago. You want us to go out and cut our own.
Yeah, you know how, Dimitri, the whole movement now is to buy local, eat local, be a localvore. That never makes more sense than when you talk about your Christmas tree. Our area is littered with these beautiful farms. It's a very sustainable form of farming. The place is not a development. The trees hold moisture in the ground. They process storm water. They're replanted after they cut. And you know, man, when you go out in the woods and you tie a ribbon around a tree or you point out a tree to the kid and they cut it with a bow saw and you take it home, you know the freshness date. It's not some shifty guy on a street corner telling you his grandmother cut it the night before with a 19-inch chainsaw. You know when that tree came out of the ground. You also have a shorter trip. They'll give you hot chocolate and cookies, and you're buying local, staying local. You not only get the freshest tree possible, and with all the rain we've had, that tree will be full of water locally, but you keep your carbon footprint low for Christmas. I mean, it's just it's a Christmas mitzvah all across the board.
What do you do when you get it home?
Well, if you just cut it yourself locally or had somebody cut it for you, and you're not driving for hours to get home, I tell you, you can skip my normal first step. But if you buy a tree that's been sitting cut for who knows how long, you get it home, you have a bow saw ready, you take an inch or two off the bottom, don't touch any extra bark, sit it in a bucket of water for several hours, preferably overnight, and then put it in its stand. You will find that that tree will often have taken up gallons and gallons of water while it's sitting in the bucket. And there is no substitute for a tree that is pre-hydrated with pure water. Nothing in the bucket, just water. That's what these trees grow up on. They will fill every fiber of their being with that water, and that'll gain you an extra 2 weeks before the first needle drops.
Now, Mike, finally, I interviewed a lady a few days ago. We were talking about holiday entertaining if you have a small apartment or a condominium. You don't have a lot of room. She suggested you cut your Christmas tree practically in half so you can put it up against the wall and take up less space. Does that hurt the tree, kill it more quickly if you do that?
There's somebody who's been trapped in a tight apartment for a little bit too long, Demet. No, what I love for this time of year, for people in small places, Whole Foods, garden centers, all of these places have rosemary Christmas trees. These are foot to 2 foot tall. They look perfectly evergreen in shape, and they're crafted out of a rosemary bush over in California and shipped here live. Their roots are still in soil. They are the perfect little Christmas tree. You have to repot them up into twice as big a pot because they're root bound, but they will last until springtime when you can plant them out in a community garden or something. And every time you touch them, every time you rustle them, you bring the smell of fresh rosemary into the air. And rosemary is truly the herb that wards off dementia, that has all these wonderful healing properties for our brain. So it's sized for a small apartment. They are perfectly pruned already. And the aroma they have is the only aroma in the world that's better than, like, fresh-baked cookies or a pine Christmas tree.
Right. Mike, thank you very much. Have a great holiday weekend.
You too. Happy holidays to everyone out there.